Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
If you love me, let me live in peace. Please understand that the black sheep can wear the golden fleece and hold a winning hand.
You know, sometimes there are phrases which have come so far from their original meaning that they don't have any reference whatsoever to what they first referred to. That's not necessarily the case with black sheep. Black sheep still means pretty much...
Exactly.
But, you know, that phrase came from the fact that black sheep were less valuable than the white sheep.
The weirdos, the outliers.
That's right. They were less valuable. Mm. Also, it was associated with the whole color black, meaning black, wicked, dark, deadly purposes. You are a blackguard, or you were the prince of darkness, right?
Green sheep would be pretty weird.
That would be weird.
Yeah, but not in the same context.
But, the meaning of black sheep, still true today. And you may be the black sheep of your family. If so, the approaching holidays, maybe not just such a festive occasion for you. If that is true for you, or you have someone in your family who is the black sheep who's coming over for Christmas.
Or not coming.
Right.
There you go.
We have some advice for you from a professional. Carolyn Hacks is an advice columnist for The Washington Post. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
I think maybe some families would be surprised to hear what the view of the family is from black sheep. You know, we put this question to our listeners, and we're surprised at the number and intensity of the answers that we received. Let me read one of you. This is Brian Jones, who says, I am definitely the black sheep. The only time I'm invited to any family function is when I'm needed to work at it. Park cars, do dishes, etc. I'm not invited because I'm loved. They need someone to take their pictures. What would you say to Brian?
Well, it's funny. When I hear that, I also wonder if he's seeing everything through the filter of being the outcast.
Right.
I mean, maybe they do want to include Brian, but he is not able to receive their overtures as genuine. I mean, he's just gotten so used to seeing himself as the outlier that he assumes that when they invite him, they must want something other than his company. And of course, it's also possible that he's exactly right. I mean, but you have to step back and allow for the possibility that people are bringing these biases in that are just completely overwhelming the facts of the interaction.
And yet we got the same complaint from Kevin Fitzpatrick, one of our listeners. He says he and his wife, I guess, put on their party manners and listened to people whispering about him. And then helps his mother-in-law prepare and clean up the meal while the rest of her children sit back and enjoy themselves. It seems like the division of work at holidays ends up being a bone of contention for a lot of people.
Families are weird.
I know. They are. But also, I mean, the division of work can help the black sheep sometimes, because sitting in there and doing the dishes sometimes can give you a break. It can give you something valuable to contribute, and it can get you away from everybody for a few minutes. So it's not going to be completely discounted.
It doesn't seem to be working for Kevin.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But the thing is, and families do scapegoat. I mean, it's human nature to scapegoat. People don't want to face their blacker thoughts, and so they like to sort of outsource them to a designated member who maybe early on didn't conform.
But is there a difference between grudges that get held and cause these political battles, or is there an authentic kind of black sheep who really is bizarrely different from everyone else from birth?
I think they're both. I think definitely people can. There are definitely personalities and attitudes where people are very slow to let go of things. And so grudges are as old as families. But at the same time, there are definitely people who were born to families, and they look around them and they say, how did I end up here? And the families themselves look at this person and say, how did you end up here? There are some incredibly inspiring stories of acceptance when these families make an effort to accept each other.
One of these things doesn't belong, right?
Right. And then underscoring that message for that person's entire life. I mean, that happens. It really, people do isolate and shift blame because they have this convenient place to put it in somebody who looks different or acts a little bit differently.
Well, let me ask you, Carolyn, at that point, what do you do? I mean, let me read you this response from Natasha. She says she's the black sheep of the family, and this is the first year she's not spending the holidays with them. She says there's a bit of trepidation in that, but also freedom. The day of Thanksgiving will be spent with my boyfriend's grandparents, and then our group of friends will have our own special dinner. This year I've realized the best family is the one you choose to surround yourself with, not the one you force yourself to be with because of a sense of obligation. Is that maybe a solution?
Oh, it is definitely one solution. And it's a solution, though, that a lot of people find difficult to execute. They know that that's the right idea. I've got to distance myself from family. But there's always this little flame of hope that if just this year, if I come in with the right attitude, or if I say the right things, or if they finally realize how awful they've been to me, that maybe we can make some sort of peace. So a lot of people keep returning to these holidays, even though they come away from them feeling just awful.
So Carolyn, just for the holidays this year, are you planning any interventions in your own family? You know?
No, actually, it's
upbeat.
I wish. I'm not able to go see my family for Thanksgiving. They're gathering at a place that's just too hard for me to reach. So we are having Thanksgiving at home and inviting friends over who are also pretty far from their families. So this
is a black sheep convention at your house.
Yeah, it's sort of an orphans convention, which is a whole different holiday phenomenon. Is the people who get stranded away from their families, the families that they want to see, and I'm very lucky to be in that category.
Yeah, Carolyn Hacks, luckily in the category of people that wants to see their family for the holidays. So clearly a family without black sheep, right, Carolyn?
Well, we have our stuff, but it's stuff that we all embrace.
Carolyn Hacks, advice columnist for The Washington Post. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.